The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show I call Just a Fan's View, a show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. I won't be doing any interviews with drivers. You can hear those just about anywhere. And I won't be talking to any crew chiefs for the same reason. If I do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why I call it Just a Fan's View. So grab yourself a cold drink and sit back in your seat, because I'm not afraid to express my opinion. In fact, it's one of the things I do best. Today's show is Looking for Magic to Happen at the Magic Mile from a NASCAR fan's view. When the MENCS teams take to the New Hampshire track Sunday afternoon, there will be several drivers and teams looking for magic to happen at the Magic Mile. When the race is done, the hope is that one of the non-winners close to the cutoff spot of 16th will win and be in the playoffs. From this fan's view, time is running out for some of them, and they need to win, get in, and begin to think about how they can advance to the final four. So, which of the drivers are hoping to win this one so they don't really have to worry about making the playoffs anymore? Well, the quick answer is all of them. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Of course, they all want to win. That's what racing is all about, isn't it? Well, yes, of course it is. Winning is what every driver in every race wants to do. The problem is, not all of them have a car, or even the talent, to do so. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these guys don't have talent. They wouldn't be where they are unless they do. Also, I am not saying they aren't winners or capable of winning. I'm simply saying that no matter how much NASCAR tries to make the competition closer and closer, some teams find speed and handling faster than others, and they take that advantage to the limit over the others. Whether it is because of horsepower, aerodynamics, or because the present set of rules better fit a driver's ability, some will always have an advantage over the others, and it only follows that they are more likely to win at any track they compete at. You and I have seen it week in and week out. Some show a lot of speed in practice, others in qualifying, and others for part of a race or in a stage. When it comes down to the final flag, it is often the favorites that are pressing to win, and all of the others are just also-rans. Now that I've said all of that, which of the non-winners so far this season and that are still in contention actually needs to win to avoid disaster for this 2019 MENCS season? Well, there are several, and some of them have not had a good summer, while others have just managed to stay in the hunt, although staying near the cut line for many weeks. Although there is a big battle going on for staying in the top 16, or at least close to it, there are a few that just cannot afford to have another bad race, and winning at the Magic Mile this weekend could at least clinch their place in the first part of the playoffs. Two that quickly come to this fan's mind would be Jimmy Johnson and Clint Bowyer. They are tied in points for the present. Of the two, Bowyer has had the worst performance over the summer months so far, and Johnson has had good finishes and bad finishes, which has kept him just in or just out of the top 16. Either one of them could win on Sunday, and either one of them would welcome the lack of stress over the next several weeks. Eric Jones of JGR is another that could really benefit from a win, along with Daniel Suarez of SHR. Both of them have shown speed, but have not been able to take it all the way and end up in victory lane. Along with these two would be Ryan Newman and Kyle Larson. Newman is just outside of the cut line and can't really afford to have any bad finishes, while Larson is in 13th and needs to have some consistent finishes at or near the front to stay in the top 16. A win would be magical for any one of these. The question I've heard asked most often this week has been whether or not the Chevys can make it 4 wins in a row. In this fan's opinion, I'm just not sure. Yet, they have shown speed, and Chase Elliott was even on top of the speed charts for the first practice. Other than that, The Chevys didn't really look all that impressive, but I have to admit, they have fooled me with their race performances over their practice and qualifying performance recently, and that could mean a trip to Victory Lane again this weekend. The Magic Mile is a very challenging track, and I have to admit, I do not fully understand the application of the sticky stuff in the turns all that much. I mean, if you're going to apply it in a way that doesn't handicap the drivers on entrance and exit of the turns. We only have to look at the number of backup cars that have been brought out so far. When the racing actually begins on Sunday afternoon, there could be a lot more carnage than we've seen so far. So, can we hope for another finish like we witnessed last weekend between the Busch brothers? Well, maybe, but this could be another race that someone wins because of the possible carnage or other reasons that makes absolutely no difference in the top 16 standings and makes every remaining race even more important, dramatic, and intense for those on or near the bubble. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here, the NASCAR Fans View, but just a fan's view of NASCAR racing. That's the show for today, and I'm really glad you took the time to be here. It is my hope that you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find this show. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, Rusty Norman, Podcast Norm Productions, and PodcastNorm.com. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.